So you've got a website and you've got a content management system which is supposed to solve all of your content problems. After all, that means you can distribute the writing of content across your organization, and that means you don't have a bottleneck in the few people that actually know how to write HTML, put up content. Great, everything's wonderful, isn't it? Except, of course, in reality, it doesn't really work like that. You just swap one set of problems for another. Sure, you don't have a bottleneck anymore, but you do have a problem of multiple people across your organization all writing content. And there are inconsistencies in what they write. There are repetitions. There are different writing styles. There are, it varies in quality depending on how well the person can actually write. And not everything that's written is actually in line with your overall strategy. So the long and the short of it is you need a content editor, somebody that's going to bring all of that content together. But it's not actually always possible to have a content editor. Your budget might not stretch that far. And even if you are a content editor and you are trying to kind of bring all that content together and organizing it, it can be a lot of work to kind of manage all of that. So one way that you could perhaps shortcut the process and increase the quality of what you're receiving from a content provider is to use a content template. Now, we mentioned this on the show, but just in case you missed it, I thought it was worth mentioning again. A content template is basically a document that will give advice and guidance and ask questions of a content provider to help them focus on producing the right type of content for the site. So obviously it's going to ask for things like what's the page title, what's the main copy, is there any secondary information alongside it, what images are there, etc. It can encourage and provide best practice on how to write for the web and include a lot of images and all of that kind of stuff. But it'll also ask some more fundamental questions. It'll ask the content provider, who's the page for? What will that person learn and what task will they be trying to complete when they come to the page? And also, what action will they take next once they've read the page? And that all helps to focus them very much away from what content they currently have and want to talk about towards what users want to achieve and what you want to achieve from the page that they're writing content about. So try content templates, see if they work for you. There's a great article on Alista Park called Content Templates to the Rescue, which tackles this kind of issue, and you might want to check that out as well.